If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Let's go. Football cards, collecting and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. It's all a part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Andy, I had one of the coolest things happen to me this past Saturday. Okay. So this just shows you the power of football cards. Okay. And we're going to talk about Prism. We're going to talk about everything. Okay. So I did the show this past weekend in Shreveport, right? And it was good. And it was mostly my LSU YouTube subscribers coming to say hi, right? So for those who don't know, I set up and actually do my LSU YouTube show from the sports card show in Louisiana. And there was a guy named Joel who walked up, okay? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Another Power Hour LSU subscriber. And he was not. He was a subscriber of this show on this channel. And he drove 6 hours. Or how far, I don't know how far Houston is from Shreveport. I think it's four hours. Just come meet me and hang out. And he was awesome. And Andy, he bought my favorite card in my collection. And of course, I gave him a really good price on it. And it was awesome. So Andy, I'm very happy to have people that love what you're doing, man.
The power of the YouTube channel. Wow, man. I'm impressed. That's a long drive, but I mean that card that you had, that was the Manning. That was the card.
Yeah, last week. Peyton Manning, John Elway dual autograph on card, number to five with two chunky game worn patches. If you stick with this, I'll show you the photo of the card, and he's gonna have a piece of that history. Peyton Manning himself has held this card. I showed it to him before when I got to meet him a while back, but man, it was awesome. I really appreciate him for making that trip. And Andy, we love our viewers, man. We love what you guys are doing with the channel.
Yeah, we really do get a lot of great ideas, feedback. The turnout, the national was awesome. So I'm looking forward to that again this year, getting to hang out with everybody and talking shop. And this week, Carter, I'd like to talk a little free agency yeah, primer. Talk about what the market's doing, some Prism. Where do you want to start? I found some really interesting sold data between a couple vets that I think you'll find interesting.
Let's roll with it.
Cool. So, you know, free agency primer. I think a big move, right, is going to be what happens with this quarterback landscape. You know, right now, Kirk Cousins is scheduled to hit the open market. We also have guys that like Justin Fields that are rumored to be traded with the top overall pick in the Bears that the Bears have. So my question, Carter, to you is, do you think Kirk and Justin Fields both stay put where they're at, or do you think they move? You also have Ryan Tannehill, Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew, and then we've got some wide receivers I want to get into. But I first want to ask you about those two quarterbacks, because I think what happens to those guys impacts what some of these other teams do.
Yeah, it's a really good point you make, because if the Vikings are fighting between paying for Justin Jefferson and not paying for Justin Jefferson, and they're all hung up with the guaranteed contract money, well, if you're going to want to run it back with Jay Jettis, there's no point in signing him to such a big deal, Andy, if you don't expect Kirk Cousins to stay there, because you don't want to pay a wide receiver as much as you're going to have to pay Justin Jefferson if you're going to do an experimental situation at quarterback. So I think Kirk more than likely will stay with Minnesota. I think Justin Fields is definitely going to move. What say you?
Yeah, I think Justin Fields is going to move. Just kind of, you know, getting to know the Bears organization better over the past couple of years and how easy it is for them to fill that stadium up. I think that they'll get just as much hype, if not more, with a new rookie quarterback. So I think that they move him before the draft and potentially Atlanta Falcons. And that's why I would ask that, because I know we talked about the Falcons a bit last week. But the past week, the Falcons have also been rumored to try and trade for Kirk Cousins. Like, they've been like actively inquiring for about some of these veteran quarterbacks. And if you look, you know, Baker is likely to stay in Tampa. Gardner Minshew is out there and available. Ryan Tannehill. Out of those four, I would say Kirk Cousins has probably been the best in terms of just a pure passer, pocket awareness. Kirk Cousins has been fantastic. He's been consistent in the pocket, and obviously he's connected with Jay Jettis, who's amazing, but he's propelled him to putting up amazing numbers. Kirk has thrown, when he's healthy, for easily over 4,000 yards at a high efficiency level. So, you know, you got to think wherever Kirk goes, it's going to be a big boost to the wide receivers there. And so I've got his rookie ticket autos pulled up, because they just, like, I want to show you something, Carter.
Let's go.
This is not a sold either. This is a BGS9 rookie ticket auto Kirk Cousins that is available for sale for $130. But Kirk is an 11-year veteran at this point that doesn't besides some nice seasons and impressive statistics, like I just mentioned, the 4,000-plus yard seasons, some pretty decent efficiency numbers. If you go and compare him to a Mike Evans rookie ticket auto. Now, this is a sold from yesterday. The same exact card, but for Mike Evans rookie ticket auto, BGS9. $195 confirmed sold. Buy it now. That's $65 more than what the Kirk Cousins is listed at available.
Interesting. For a QB as well. A decent QB at that.
Yeah, so it's It's quite an interesting examination here. They're only two draft classes apart, but in terms of like quarterback to wide receiver, you know, the wide receivers, their age production curve, they decline a little bit faster than quarterbacks. So the reason why I'm looking at this is because Mike Evans is also hitting the free agency market. And I got a tweet that I didn't want to see this morning that says that they are far apart on contract extension negotiations. So I got to think that Mike Evans is leaving the team as well. And so when I look at the markets, a lot of people think that quarterbacks just instantly are the number one go-to, you know, player to buy into because they have the most upside and this and that. But when you look at like this Mike Evans market compared to Kirk Cousins market, totally different.
Yeah, I would say this, Andy. Mike Evans going on a contender, I'd love to see it, right? And that's no disrespect to the Bucks. I mean, you won a playoff game last year, you were kind of a contender, but you know, you lose Canales, and I think Mike doesn't want to start over with the new OC, and he wants to go to a better team. As much as that would break your dear beloved heart, Andy, I could see Mike Evans on the move and going ring hunting. I would love to see it, but at the same time, Andy, I see a lot of veteran receivers just go to the team that will give them the most money, even if it's not the best situation, right? We saw this with DeAndre Hopkins last year. So I hope Mike, if he does go somewhere for your sake, Andy, he goes into the AFC and not the NFC, and he goes on a team that actually could win it all. I would love to see him like on the Bills or something like that.
Really, the Bills? I was thinking maybe he'd be better off on the Chiefs, but I would hate to see him go to like Carolina, or I doubt that happens. But you know, it's like a division rival that would just be the absolute worst. But in terms of card value, so another thing I wanted to look at is the difference in quantity of rookie cards. Different rookie cards between Mike Evans and Kirk Cousins. And so let's see if we pull up here 2012 so we can look at Kirk Cousins. He's got 567 different rookie cards. It's just a third of Ryan Tannehill. Russell Wilson's got about 1,200, you know, and a lot of those, each of those, you know, they'll have their own print run, but some of those are printing plates or one-of-one, stuff like that. It's just giving you an idea of the variety, you know. So the lower the variety, obviously, the lower the availability in any marketplace you look at and inherent scarcity of the card. So if we go here and look at Mike Evans, he's got 2,400. So he's also got, you know, roughly 4 to 5 times more different rookie cards because of his first round draft capital from 2014 than Kirk Cousins from 2012. So you would think that the Kirk Cousins rookie card market would be a little bit more valuable, but it's really not. And I know we're coming off of his injury, but he's also got this stigma around him and winning playoff games and winning primetime games. And Big Mike is just clutch, right? I mean, he's got the 10-plus consecutive years. So it just goes to show you can just invest in good players that are consistent, that cash in, year out, and their values will appreciate. In the current market, depending on where you buy in, and obviously you still got to buy low. That's a whole different challenge. You know, you could just overpay for a card and it lose value, but I thought these were two really interesting free agent markets to look at, Carter, as we kick off this free agency primer.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Prism, if you don't mind, Andy, because I was at the show this weekend. The kids love Prism. They really do love this year's Prism, even with some skepticism around the Anthony Richardson autos in there. And there's a huge story about PSA saying no to an AR auto, which looked not after the fact, it looked like an actual sticker autograph. But even with that, Andy, it seems as if this year's Prism has been a hit, even without CJ Stroud autos being in the product.
Oh yeah, and in fact, if you look at the overall market right now as a whole, Carter, the top selling players right now on eBay in terms of buy it now and best offer accepted sold items are all 2023 rookies, and most of this is through Prism. It's true Prism right now. If you go and like actually dig through the sold results and sold pages, you're going to find 80 to 85% of these numbers right here, 253 in the past 24 hours for Anthony Richardson, are Prism. And the same thing can be said for Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, Brock Purdy, and Jordan Love are the only guys here in the top 10. Besides your boy, look at your boy Joe Burrow peeking his head in there. That are selling right now a lot on eBay in terms of buy it nows outside of this rookie class, this 2023 rookie class and Prism.
Yeah, and I'll be as honest as I possibly can. I am loving the look of the product. And I know I've said this every week, but I got to keep saying it. Panini really did some good stuff here. And I know it's popular to crap on them with the redemptions or whatever. I'm just saying strictly from how these cards look, I love them. And there's not really any rookies in this class that I particularly just love, right? Because it wasn't a big LSU class. But I love the way the product looks. We could get into quality control and all that. But it's hot. People are still loving it. And Andy, here's something else that's interesting. I've seen it on my shelves. I don't know about you, but I've walked into a few Walmarts and I've seen Prism just sitting there. And this was going to be something that I was going to bring up to you. Every time Prism comes out, it's the same big age-old question. Should you buy wax or should you just buy singles? Buy the singles, but Andy, if you want to go for the hunt, go for the hunt and rip, baby.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of value to get out of this product. I did want to go back to that Anthony Richardson auto. I don't know if a lot of people are kind of familiar. Yeah. Just share like kind of what we know about what happened.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Happened, but apparently this gentleman right here, John Bann, pulled this Anthony Richards. I don't know if he won it in a break or if he pulled it, but then he submitted it to PSA and they sent it back and said, do not holder, could not authenticate the autograph. And it's not an event signed card. This is a card directly with a sticker auto from Panini. Is that correct, Carter?
I believe so. The way I understand it, that this is a just like your normal sticker.
Yeah. So you can see one over here that says, you know, this is the Anthony Richardson auto graded PSA 10. No grade on the auto, but you can see how his auto looks like. I mean, it's much, you know, just get a good idea of what his auto typically looks like. And that's what I've seen in the past, too. And then here's the card that he submitted that got rejected by PSA. It does look quite different.
Yes. Yes. And I did also see Anthony Richardson doing some private signings this weekend. And his auto looked a little bit more like the first one. Let me see if I could find them. But nevertheless, it's a weird situation. What do you think? I mean, do you think his SIG could have just changed? I mean, that's something that does happen over time.
You know, what could have happened, you know, so out of the quarterbacks that are actually able to sign Panini cards, He's the top one, clearly the top one. They've got Bryce Young. They've got CJ Stroud. They've got Will Levis, all on Fanatics exclusive deals. So none of those guys can sign Panini cards. So if you look at the variety, Anthony Richardson is just crushing these guys in terms of more cards. So, you know, over Bryce and CJ, Anthony Richardson's already got over 400 more cards, different cards that all have their own print run. And they're probably a lot of those are autograph cards. So my theory potentially is Anthony Richardson got sick of signing stuff. He signed so much stuff from Panini because he's the only relevant quarterback that could sign stuff for him. that, you know, when this book of stickers came to his house, and this is not, you know, I don't know, I'm just speculating here, guys, but not this book of stickers came to his house to sign. He's like, hey, called up one of his friends or got his girlfriend and said, hey, can you sign these stickers for me? Cause I am just sick and tired of signing stuff. And now Panini is very, you know, speculative of these new autograph cards that are coming in because they look nothing like the ones that he's been signing. I don't know.
Let me bring this up to you, okay? And I don't have a good signature. I don't. I did get asked to sign two different things this past weekend. And my handwriting is so sloppy. And my signature changes from like item to item. I couldn't imagine signing as much stuff as these athletes have to sign, right? It's ridiculous. I've signed like three things and I'm like, goodness, I couldn't imagine signing book after book, sticker after sticker. And this is not the first time that this controversy has happened, Andy. I mean, we've seen this with Luka Doncic. Obviously, that's one of the more famous examples. And then we also have, Andy, the age-old Dak Prescott stamp controversy. So, yeah, man, autographs themselves are always going to be a big thing. But I'm a game-worn patch or auto guy anyway. But it's always strange if you really believe that the card was actually signed by the player.
I have a feeling that these Anthony Richardson autos that are look like the one that was returned do not holder, the bigger signature, I guess, is the way you could describe it, are going to go undervalued and potentially they're going to be devalued and people aren't going to want to buy them as much. I mean, this post here went pretty viral on Twitter. A lot of people talked about it. I saw a couple of YouTube channels talking about it as well. So, you know, I think it's made its way around. So, you know, I think that those cards are going to go under value because people are concerned that that's not an authentic signature. Although on the back, it does say Panini guarantees this autograph. So that's an interesting one. And then that also goes back to what we were talking about last week, on-card autos or sticker autos. You know, with the on-card auto, they had to witness them sign the card at an event. Yeah. Versus sending them a book of stickers on their own time and signing them behind closed doors. So that's just going to even further drive up the value of the on-card Anthony Richardson autos. And maybe it'll balance out the event signed ones that are authenticated from Anthony Richardson compared to, you know, some of these that are getting returned do not holder.
Yeah. As we always do, Andy, about this portion of the show, we answer viewer questions. Let's start with the newbie, Chazwick Jeffrey Vons Bronswick the Third. I love that name, by the way.
Heck of a name right there.
How are Mahomes cards not worth more after his third Super Bowl? That is a really good question. That's a question, Andy, that a lot of people have asked. And just like we predicted, Mahomes winning another one didn't skyrocket his cards, Andy. And it's how it is. This stuff is so expensive already.
Yeah, but they did go up, right? I mean, you just look at here at the graded market. A lot of people just immediately go to the graded market for Mahomes because of reprint and counterfeit issues. They definitely went up, and we're looking at a 180-day trend, so that's over a six-month time period. So it's basically going back to August of last year, so you're getting that preseason hype. And so from preseason hype till today, you got increases, pretty significant increases. I mean, you look at a brand like Playoff. A Panini Playoff is one of my lowest-ranked brands, and you can see here that January 8th, this card was $234.50. And then Super Bowl, ooh, we had a $525 buy it now. So there was people making double ups on Patrick Mahomes. You just had to get creative. So we definitely saw his card values go up quite a bit, Carter. But you're right. I mean, you look at the price of that prism. I mean, this thing is just already so expensive. I mean, you can't compare it to anybody else. I mean, this is a a $250 Prism PSA 10 for Christian McCaffrey, you know, even like Deshaun Watson, any other 2017 quarterback is just not comparable. You can't compare him to Brady because Brady literally only has like 400 different rookie cards, and Mahomes has a couple thousand. So it's like, you can't do that comparison. You can only do like a comparison that's similar, and Mahomes is just way, way up there in terms of value already. So there's so much success already baked in, man.
Yeah, and that's a good point about the playoff set versus a Prism set. Which card do people want more? They want the 2017 Prism Patrick Mahomes. But if you're looking strictly to flip, you're going to have to go buy a $3,000, $3,500 card and hope it gets to, what, at least 5K for you to make a profit on that? That's a tough ask, where you could have just bought the playoff PSA 10. I don't like playoff. You don't like playoff. But you have to ask yourself, a $200 Patrick Mahomes PSA 10 rookie card, that probably was a good buy, right? Because he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. And if you're looking just to flip and all of that, then that was probably the card to do it with, right? So it's always a weird thing with Mahomes. Chaswick follows up here. Is it worth buying more numbered Mahomes cards or just buy random low-end rookie cards? I'm stuck on buying $20, $30, $40 numbered cards instead of saving for rookies, is what Chaswick says, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting concept because Mahomes is chased in virtually every set from every year at this point. I mean, he's the face of the NFL. So, you know, that's definitely a good point. But I don't think you're going to see the spikes in those that you'll see like from, like we just looked at playoff. And here's another one just from the actual Panini, just base Panini. This is another paper stock, card stock type cards, a very thin card stock. It's not a bad PSA 10 hit rate, as you can see here, about 50% from raw to PSA 10 conversion. But I think, you know, most people do go first and foremost to the rookie card market, especially for a guy that was drafted by the team that he is still crushing it and melting faces for. It's a little bit different when you look at like Christian McCaffrey, who went from the Panthers to the 49ers, and you look at his rookie market, it just clashes with the 49ers colors and everything. So there's a lot of collectors for San Francisco that'll go after serial numbered Christian McCaffrey cards. And we saw about an equal spike, sometimes greater spike on new product like 2023 Prism for Christian McCaffrey than his rookie cards. He also had a lot of success baked in once the playoffs and the Super Bowl came. So, but yeah, I would say I would focus on like these oddball rookie cards from Patrick Mahomes and get them graded. It's worth the rolling the dice and flipping the coin. If it's a 50% PSA 10 hit rate, it's definitely worth getting it graded and trying to get it home. Cause I would think that there are some people out there that will sell this raw card for, let's look at the PSA 8. Yeah. I mean, there's people that this base Panini, you can maybe find this raw card for like 60, 70 bucks. Well, you get a PSA 10. The peak for that card here in the Super Bowl was $550. That's an insane appreciation to the value of your card. You buy for 50, grade for 15 with PSA or 20 with PSA. You got $70 in the card, maybe 75, 80 with taxes, and you're able to turn that into 550. I mean, that's big. So that's where I would kind of attack some of these more oddball, lesser known sets for Mahomes and get them graded and see if you get a 10.
Yeah, and make sure the card is good, right? If the card has a clear dent on it, more than likely it's not going to be in the 50%. It's going to get the 10. Family Burliner asks, Andy, do you have an actual set ranking list? He does. Go to patreon.com/footballcards and you can find it.
It's a work in progress, Carter. We started with 2023 and worked our way back. And so, yeah, just shout out to J-Kid. He's helping me with that. But it is a work in progress, but we do have that shared in Google Sheets, and we collaborate on that. So, yeah, check it out, footballcardquest.com.
And if you're not a patron already, it's well worth the $7 or so a month. Tim, my guy, is the only guy here who's as big of a Jaden Daniels fan as I am. He's talking about the sports card boom. And we say also hi to Chad, Hippie, TJ, the card collector, says Carson Beck to the moon. Andy, that's Georgia's quarterback. Do you know some Carson Beck?
Oof. I'm super interested to get your take on him and what you think is going to happen with his draft stock, because I mean, with the draft coming up, man, the combine, this is going to be really exciting times for these guys with Bowman First, Bowman Universities, Leaf cards, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, so Carson Beck isn't in the draft this year. He decided to come back and he'll be the starter at Georgia. And I like him. He's not going to fail next year with Kirby. So his stuff is only going to go up for me. The question is, will he be the QB1 of next year's NFL draft cycle? I could see it happening. I really can. Sean G5 was the first one in here. Jason, FJ86, Swamp Donkey, Chuck, and of course, the pseudonym of Gabe Davis. Gotta love it. He's a Jackson Dart guy. He's also a guy coming back for Ole Miss. So let's start with Mark D. What are your thoughts on Rome Odunze, Andy?
So I've heard right now he's projected to be like an early second round pick.
He's locked in first round.
He's locked in first round.
Yeah, he's locked in. I would be perplexed if he slipped to the second round.
Well, so that means that, because I was looking at a variety of different mock drafts, and one guy, I can't remember his name, had him projected for early second round. So it means that maybe some people are undervaluing him, and right, maybe there's opportunity there on his cards.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, if you want my thoughts on my own.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wide receiver prospect rankings, Odunze is my wide receiver 3, right? Malik is my number 1 guy. Marvin Harris is my number 2 guy. The one thing I would say about Rome is he is not on the same tier as Malik and Marvin, and people are trying to talk him up into that tier. And look, he might go to a far better landing spot than either one of those two. I have seen some reputable mock drafts, Andy, that have him in the first round over Malik Nabers. I've seen a few on NFL.com that has Rome ahead of NFL of Malik Nabers. So if he does go number 5 to the Chargers, you could see some spikes in his Bowman First.
Yeah, man, this is going to be super interesting, because I'm looking at his base rookie auto from Bowman Chrome First, going for $44 today, or actually yesterday in a buy now, serial number out of 25,200. I mean, if you were to compare that to, compare that to, let's say 2023, It's not quite as expensive as like Puka Nacua, but there is definitely some success baked in. It's also inherent scarcity with just having like this set and a couple sets like Bowman University, Bowman's Best and Bowman University to really chase for him. $50 base rookie rookie autos with non-serial number. That's nice. That's solid, man.
Right. I just think Malik and Marvin are way better than him. I really do. I know that's not like some like unreal take, but I am such a huge fan of Malik Nabers. And I understand I got LSU crap autographed all over the back here. If there was one guy I would pick to be successful in this rookie class, it would be him, regardless of where he ends up. I really do think he is that good. Andy, your thoughts on Marvin Harrison's market, man. It seems like he's got a decent amount of college cards out, but the big thing is his Bowman first was this past year. And look at this thing, a PSA 9, number to 99, 355. That's a price, Andy. It's higher than what I would have thought.
Yeah, I think you're chasing him in packs and breaks and trying to get lucky and pull him. Because buying his singles at this price, I mean, there's a lot of success baked in. I'm not sure how much is really going to spike during the draft time. I think a lot of people are already expecting him to go in the top 5 to 10 picks. So it's like when that expectation's already there, the prices are going to be there as well. So I think we're seeing a lot higher prices on Marvin Harrison. It's also a lot harder to find like just those base rookie auto cards with the first logo, a lot harder to find. And look, there's one out of 25 that we saw for Rome selling for what, about $200. This one's going for 530, wow. Man. Orange shimmer out of 25 for Marvin Harrison. So there is a ton of hype baked in. I think you're at this point, you're just hoping to pull them. And if you pull them, I would cash out heading into the draft. I would absolutely look to sell him right now. I mean, you can tell with this auction only having three bids, it probably started out at like $300 or $400. And so you don't even have to start 99-cent auctions on Marvin Harrison Jr. right now. His hype is really high. And it's probably on these cards, it's probably gonna peak out at draft time, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at a few auctions here on Malik Nabers. Let me see if I could share my screen, Andy.
Oh, I got you. I got the link you sent if you want me to pull that
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah, but I want to send you actually. So see, that one goes for $114.30 in a PSA 9. That same Ooh. One number to 75, both of them raw. I'm looking at them right now. One sold for $96 on January 29th. And then on January 31st, New Year's Eve, it went for $148.50. So Malik stuff is going up. And this is coming from a Malik wannabe collector. I'm going to wait till he actually goes to the NFL and start buying these cards. But Malik stuff has gone up as someone that's looked at him fairly closely.
It's interesting because it seems like, though, he is undervalued compared right. to Marvin Harrison, obviously, but also, is it Rome? Is it, he saying it Rome? Roman Doozy. It sounds yeah. like he may be undervalued compared to those two guys, which right. we've seen this, which is odd because you guys had such a good offense last year and Jaden won the Heisman, but we've seen Jaden's rookie cards undervalued compared to other first round projected quarterbacks, just like the big names. It's almost like your LSU guys are going a little undervalued here, man, which is strange yep. because the hit rate on wide receivers coming out of LSU has been really high.
Very, 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 very high. Even the ones that don't get gassed up like a DJ Chark tend to turn out to be okay. All right, so Chazwick followed up with a Patrick Mahomes question. Chazwick, we can help you out. Join the Patreon, and we'll give you some advice on what you want to do to build your Patrick Mahomes collection. Let's see. the chat, Andy, wants us to talk some quarterback prospects here. Is there a quarterback that you personally love, Andy, more than consensus? Or are you pretty much locked in on Caleb Williams being the best guy?
You know, I was studying a couple draft profiles, and I really am super interested in Jaden Daniels. And this is just totally my unbiased. Like, this is just me doing research on the draft profiles, because he's like played really well, but you know, like looking at his history, he came from obscurity really at Arizona State. He played with Brandon Ayuk, right? Back in 2019. And yeah, he's kind of transferred up, and it really wasn't until this past year as a senior with LSU that he really stepped up as a passer and hit new benchmarks as a passer. So when I see that, that tells me like there's a chance that he could be undervalued, because a lot of people aren't recognizing his newfound passing talent and just viewing him as a pure rusher, in which case he may be undervalued. He may be the guy that goes and surprises a lot of people and is drafted ahead of a lot of other people in the draft. And then all of a sudden the landing spot is huge. Like, what about, you know, the Chargers are such an interesting team, new head coach Jim Harbaugh and new offensive coordinator as well. Do they want to make a move on Herbert and get a new quarterback?
I think they're going to stick with Justin Herbert, but I'm part of the guy that's part of that rumor mill, right? This is my wildest NFL draft take. Okay. And I saw our guy, Chad D, who's one of our most loyal viewers, talking about Minnesota being in play for Justin Fields. Okay. And this is going to set the internet ablaze, and that's fine, Andy. That's fine. Justin Herbert to the Vikings. Okay. So JJ McCarthy, the quarterback of Michigan, is getting gassed up like crazy right now. Okay. These are two bold NFL draft takes that probably won't happen, but I'll throw out there because it's just fun. JJ McCarthy gets selected before Jaden Daniels. As dumb as I feel that being the case, just from speaking to a few sources I have out there, scouts and all of that, and then just feeling this way, I just think they're going to one team is going to take JJ McCarthy ahead of Jaden Daniels. Could it be the Chargers at number five? Right, JJ McCarthy's coach Jim Harbaugh is down with the Chargers. Who is a team that would be willing to trade the farm to go get Justin Herbert? Well, the Minnesota Vikings. Right, Minnesota desperately needs a new quarterback. They obviously Kirk Cousins could play, but coming off the injury, we'll see what happens. Jim Harbaugh and Minnesota's GM have a relationship. Okay, so Chargers get sexy. They trade Justin Herbert. They get pick number 11 from the Vikings, and they get another first and another second out of it, and the Vikings send Daniil Hunter and a bunch to go get Justin Herbert. That is the hypothetical. I think is that will happen. But Andy, it seems like you think the Chargers would be a little open to doing that as well.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think so too. Wow. I think you have, when you have like new coaching, new coordinators, and you have more of a focus on the run game, and they look at the receiving room, and you've got Keenan Allen that's going to be 32, Mike Williams that's on a bloated contract who's you know, flamed out, Quentin Johnson, they're like, Harbaugh's like, who the heck approved the drafting this guy, you know? And so it's like they kind of have to do a little bit of a rebuild there, and with that they're going to say, let us get our guys, we got some capital, let us restructure this thing, let us get our guys.
But I think Harbaugh is going to stick with Justin Herbert, and I think that's a smart move to do. Jim Harbaugh's a weird guy, but I think he's going to stick with it. That's just something that I think could happen. They should not move off of Justin Herbert. But I'm just throwing it out there. Let's go to Click Bates, who is a member. I love it. He's got the cool little green insignia. Is anything Caleb Williams a flex player? Do you double down and hold right now, Andy?
I'm trying to find his comment, but what was his? Oh, there he is. There he is.
There he is. We got so many comments flying in. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Is anything Caleb Williams a flex player? Do you double down and hold right now? Yeah, that's a very good question. So I was pulling up some preliminary data, sold data here on some of these quarterbacks, Drake May, JJ McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, which he has a very, very small availability of rookie autos. And then Caleb Williams is just in a whole nother stratosphere in terms of his rookie auto market.
Right.
So that's, yeah. Let's see what some of these solds are here. That doesn't have a first. That's out of $4.99 and it's sold for $121. So, I mean, it's probably three times as much as these other guys. Like, I mean, there's a PSA 9, JJ McCarthy, that's not a first as well. 2 days ago, 110. It's actually a pretty impressive transaction there.
JJ, what do you think about him, Andy?
Well,
have you watched a lot of them?
Not a whole lot, to be honest with you. No,
I'll tell you this: there are some things that he's done as a collegiate quarterback that is ridiculous. He's got a few big time throws, and he is significantly younger than some of the other quarterbacks that are in his tier. That's not including Caleb Williams and Drake May. They're also year three guys like McCarthy, but like Jaden is older. He's got more experience. Michael Penix, Bo Nix have more experience. So what some NFL executives are saying is like, well, JJ McCarthy only lost one game as a starter and he made a lot of these ridiculous throws, but there was also a lot of games where he threw like for like 70 yards passing and they still won, right? There was a lot of games where he didn't really need to do a whole lot. A huge scramble here, a big throw there, but there wasn't a whole lot of games where he was just going out there and winning them for Michigan like these other quarterbacks. So I could see the upside there, but he's not the biggest guy. He's not the absolute most athletic guy either. But I think he's a year or two away from us even seeing if he's a starter level quarterback.
Mm. So he could land in a spot where he develops behind a starter, yeah, and potentially would have to rely on an injury or a situation like Hendon Hooker, where it's kind of like wait and see what happens with Jared Goff and. It's going to take an injury or a contract, you know, going through its life cycle for him to become a starter.
Minnesota would be a good fit. Honestly, sit behind Cousins and just go from there. Thomas says JJ has.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All the tools and was not asked to throw touchdowns around the goal line. Yeah, because they had a great offensive line and running game. Absolutely true there. So there you go. Everyone's calling me cray-cray. I like that too.
So you see all these prices already pretty crazy on quarterbacks. So that makes me want to transition to focusing on the running backs. Is there a running back in this class that you think can almost be as hyped as Bijan or Jahmyr Gibbs out of this past class?
I like Audric Estime, Andy. I really do. Big back.
He's not even on his top five.
Yeah, I mean, there are times when I watch Audric Estime and I'm like, man, this guy could be the best running back in this draft. And you take a look at someone like him, he went to Notre Dame. Absolutely massive, massive fan base. And he was a freaking beast. We know he's got the proper size to play in the NFL. And I think he's got a shot. You know, Autos right there, numbered out of 75 for $25 out the door. Sure, why not? It's a little expensive for that orange one right there, but you know, I do like him.
Yes, so I like the entry price point a lot better as well. If I can find the rookie autos with the first for under or at $20, that leaves me with some nice upside to flip them. As you guys saw in some of the earlier examinations of Roman Duze or Malik Nabers, it'll be interesting to see out of these guys which ones actually get drafted in the first round, if any. Just because the running back market has been different. But then last year we saw Bijan and then the shocking Jahmyr Gibbs pick at 12 last year. I got a feeling we may see a running back go again in the first round, man.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not sure if any of these guys will generate the hype. But for me, up to this point, I'm not a huge Bucky Irving guy, but smarter people than me, Andy, are huge Bucky Irving guys, if that makes sense. When I watch him, I don't necessarily feel like Bucky Irving is special per se, but when you factor in pass catching, you know, the Oregon Ducks were one of the biggest screen teams in all of college football. Factor in his elusiveness, Bucky Irving's also a very sexy prospect. I'm a little shocked to see Will Shipley and Blake Corum that high. I think they were a little bit of a product of their environment. And Trey Benson looks the most like an NFL back. I mean, the dude is a unit with some good wiggle, played in a counter-based scheme at Florida State. I like Trey Benson okay, Andy. I'm not sure if he's special. So out of the backs, I really do like Audric Estime, and I've drafted a decent amount of Braylon Allen up to this point as well. But you look at the difference in prices for his autos compared to the others, that's ridiculous. I'm starting to think that one wasn't even a real listing right there.
Yeah, it is an interesting one when you kind of like have to go find an average, right? Because you find a card like this and like, all right, well, clearly this is a scan, but it looks like a scan. But then again, it is in a card holder. It looks like it's in a little card stand. So you can't put a card stand in a scanner. So this is a strange sold, but it looks legitimate, man. I mean, the seller is 100% positive, got 334 feedback. This Trey Benson Bowman first rookie auto sold for $4. New listing, it probably sold almost immediately. Because his green refractor out of 99, 1450. I mean, this Trey Benson looks like he's undervalued out of 25 for 27. Carter, this is really good prices, especially when you compare them to
estimate. To even estimate, these are very
yeah. So, this is the exact process. Yeah, here you go. Confirm there's another Bowman University first, and it sounds like. You know, Trey Benson may be one of the top running backs in the class, and yet he's going for a third of the price of a guy that may be in the top 5 to 10. And that's two. I would look at a couple more to kind of paint your picture of upside. But I think right there, you found a nice play of the week right there in Trey Benson.
Yeah, and I've just talked myself into it. We had to. The world famous Ziggy No in here, Bowman guys in here. I think I have a sneaking suspicion who Bowman guy is. We see Scatter, Chad D, all the PHL legends. I say PHL, the Football Card Quest legends. There you go. Hobby tip of the week, Andy. I will let you roll first and then we'll get into play of the week.
Cool. Yeah. So my hobby tip of the week is going to be shouting out one of our subscribers. We're actually going to kind of dedicate this episode to his eBay store here and give him a shout out. That is our man Blair with Prestige Worldwide Collectibles. Guys, check out his eBay store. I'm going to link it in our chat, and I'm going to give you just a quick tour of some of the things that he's got for sale here on his store. But he's got 754 items. He's got a ton of football cards on here, guys. He takes great pictures. I know Blair personally. Him and I have become friends through the Discord and everything. And so, yeah, definitely check out. I'm going to show you some of his high-end stuff. He's got, like, really high-end Herbert, Baker, Jalen Hurts. Got some Randy Moss autograph stuff on here. Serial numbered out of 5. Peyton Manning on card auto from Immaculate. Just some really, really cool stuff in his store, Carter.
Look at that. PM18, baby. The freaking GOAT. Gotta love it. Might go buy me something here in just a second. Andy, my hobby tip of the week is spreading the love, baby. I know it's very general, but I truly do believe one underrated aspect of football cards buying, and this shouldn't be the case, but who you buy from sometimes matters, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a show and I've seen someone buy a card because they're their favorite card YouTuber, right? Or they'll sell their cards and be like, oh, I did a deal with the Card Collector 2 or whatever. It's like a badge of honor. It's like, oh my God, I met my card collecting celebrity. Okay. Not all of us can be, famous card influencers. Neither one of us are, Andy, but I like to say we're kind of sort of on the right track. But just being a good person at your booth and welcoming people to your booth from me being a dealer this past weekend matters. It matters in a major way. Especially when you're dealing with parents who are bringing their kids to your booth, okay? If you're trying to sell a card to a kid, make sure you're throwing in a lot of freebies. Make sure, because the parents know what's going on as well. And I can't tell you how many times I sold a card this weekend, Andy, where people afterward were directing people to my booth. So how you act, let's say if you're having a bad day, put a smile on that face, man. Bring the positive energy because people love that in a major way. And you never know. You never know what conversations could strike up from people and what deals could strike up. So if you are set up as a dealer or if you're just going around buying cards, just make sure you're providing that positive energy, baby.
I love it, man. Love it. You always learn so much asking questions about other people, finding out what they got, where they came from, you know, what's in their collection. That's good stuff, man. So before we move on to play of the week, Carter, I just want to make sure we shout out our sponsors. Check out nooffseason.com, sports card network, nooffseason.com for any sports card rankings outside of football. They do have football as well, but of course we're experts here. We're part of the nooffseason.com sports card network as their football card experts. But they've got racing, golf, tennis, basketball, baseball, all that kind of good stuff. And then if you're looking for the perfect PC protection for as low as $12 per card, definitely check out cgccards.com, Carter. And I'm going to flag this one up right here, this auction on Blair's eBay store, this Chris Godwin impeccable RPA at a 39 right now with 2 days left. So shout out to Blair's eBay store again, because I might snipe this one from him and get it graded with CGC.
There we go. So, yeah, I mean, it's as Mark follows up 100% on the positive energy. I know that shouldn't matter, but I was like that early. Now that I go back and I look at it, you know, there's some dealers that are just curmudgeons, right? They're assholes, basically. That doesn't make me want to spend my money on your card. It just doesn't. Okay. And if I'm a dealer at a show, I do give out a ton of freebies. I give out my bands and all that stuff as well. But it matters. It matters, right? Now, you can be an asshole dealer if you have the absolute best cards, if you got the stuff that really does move. But if you don't, make sure you're kind. It goes an absolute long way. Now, before we get into play of the week, let's actually take a few more questions. Christopher brings up Jonathan Brooks, the running back from Texas. He's coming off an injury. So there you go. Andy, is there anything that you wanted to get to before we get to play of the week here?
Well, we hit on some really interesting topics today. You know, the free agency primer goes pretty deep. It's definitely worth taking a look at all of the available salary cap that these teams have. So you can kind of get an idea of the potential restructures. We're going to definitely be doing more videos on that in the coming weeks. But yeah, some, you know, I just don't think Mike Evans stays. And I think when he leaves, whoever he signs with, I mean, that's going to be a really nice opportunity to sell. With him being a 2014 rookie, it's likely you could have held his cards for quite a while. So, and I may, in fact, like, full disclosure, maybe looking to sell and may sell some of my Mike Evans cards when that happens. So yeah, I plan on being ready with those listed, just because I want to take advantage of that news spike. So yeah,
I mean, that's how I feel as well. If there's a news cycle, have those Justin Herberts, I say Justin Herbert, so it's Justin Fields ready to go. Andy, sometimes our player takes are right, sometimes they're wrong. Okay. I know there's going to be quite a few comments about what I've said repeatedly about Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison. That comes with it. That really, really, really does. It's fine. I'm ready to take the L on Justin Fields. I thought he was the best quarterback in that draft class. I thought he was better than Trevor Lawrence. And I just don't think it's going to work. I just don't. So I say that because if there is some news coming out here with Justin Fields and his new team, be ready to freaking rip those cards, or not rip. I mean, sell. Okay. Just to be clear. Don't just rip them up in the shreds. But whether it's, on the news or at the national or wherever, just move them. Cause I just don't think it's going to work out. I just don't. So there you go.
I love the optimism here. Got from my local man, Michael Ham, Fishing and Sports Card Hobbyist, thinks that Evans is going to stay. Well, that would be awesome, man. I would love it.
I like this question from him. Do you like it when people flip a coin to negotiate a price, Andy?
No. No, I like it when sellers give you a better price because you got cash. But with you know, Venmo thresholds and all this kind of stuff these days, makes it interesting. I bought quite a few cards on using Venmo last year, but no, I mean, I haven't had this personally happen to me, but I'm envisioning a seller flipping a coin to negotiate a price. It doesn't sound too fun.
I mean, that's just. I've seen it. It's not the absolute funnest to do that. Now, Andy, I do want to shout out Joel. We brought up the story at the beginning of today's episode. Here he is right here in the flesh. So Joel Garza was able to walk away with this card right here. I have the video of the interaction. We'll post it on the Patreon if you want to see it. The deal going down. And yeah, I missed the card already. So Joel, take good care of it. We appreciate you driving and hanging out with me. I'm sorry Andy didn't come.
Yeah, also, man.
You
actually committed to potentially giving away your Black Finite one of one tire. Yeah. I watched the interview, man. You guys got to check out Carter's Power Hour LSU channel, YouTube channel, the video he posted last night, interview with the young man. What was his name?
Tylan Singleton. So
he's a beast, dude. He looks massive.
Yeah, he's a defensive hybrid linebacker safety. So think of like a Jamal Adams, right? They're very similar types of players, okay? And he was wearing like a Tyrann Mathieu sweater. And I brought my really expensive Tyrann Mathieu cards to the show because the guy who puts on the show is a big Tyrann Mathieu collector. Okay. But I was like, oh, you're wearing the Tyrann Mathieu sweater. And just in the moment while I was interviewing him, I told him, if you're going to be a first round pick, I will give you my Black Fine one of one Tyrann Mathieu card. And he said, I'll see you in 3 years. So there has never been a time in the history of my human being where I'm rooting against an LSU football player, but I am here. Okay. I am rooting. I'm just kidding. It would be a better story if he actually does become a first round pick and I have to fly wherever the draft is and cry myself into giving him that card. That would be a full circle moment if I've ever seen one. All right.
Y'all be confident.
Yeah, he is. He's a very confident young man. Play of the week, Andy. It actually goes along with that Bowman guy. Okay, what are your thoughts on Jordan Love's prices? Andy, Jordan Love wasn't going to be my play of the week, but I saw the sold data that you pointed up, put up a minute ago. My play of the week might be moving him before he plays another down next year because, you know, I don't look as deep into this stuff as you do, Andy. That's why people should be a part of the Patreon. But people love them some Jordan Love, right? And he had this ridiculous run in the playoffs, marred by one stupid interception, no big deal. Andy, they love J Love. So my play of the week is seriously considering selling his stuff before he even plays it down next year. What say you?
I think you could. I think you probably got profit in it. You can see a lot of his cards are up 20 to 30% and all the main cards that move a lot, prisms, optic hollows, different mosaic variations, orange laser. I think there's actually more juice to squeeze out of this orange here. Yeah, I think he can go up a little bit more, man. I think Jordan Love's good, and he had such a young team. I'm actually gonna disagree with you and say,
okay, let's go.
Jordan Love or buy. I think you buy him because I'm looking here at the 180. Yeah, he's up 20-30%, but if I'm just looking at the 30-day trend over the past 30, man, he's dipped. And if I could potentially find him at a show because guys are not convinced that he's good and get in on a deal like I did on Tua last offseason, I'll definitely be targeting Jordan Love because we saw him spike on two different occasions last year, once at the beginning of the year and then once again towards the end of the year. And that's really nice, especially for a guy that's from the 2020 draft class, got a lot of supply. You know, being able to buy and sell two different times and make money on the same guy is nice. So I'm going to say hold Jordan Love, get him graded, buy, double down. Because, I mean, look, Green Velocity Optic PSA 10, that card should be going for more than $200.
So you've convinced me. So here's my thing, okay? I like Jordan Love, all right? Jordan Love won me a lot of money this year on Underdog Fantasy. And Andy, you know my Underdog portfolio this year. J Love was one of my most owned QBs. So I can get down with it. I'm down for you to change my mind. I'm a little concerned going into next year that this playoff run was a little bit of a flash in the pan. But I'm okay. You've convinced me. We should be buying more Jordan Love.
Well, look, I mean, NFC North, the Vikings are like a serious contender. Obviously, the Lions are another serious contender, but the NFC seems to be year after year kind of wide open for these teams. They wiped the Dallas Cowboys shorts in the playoffs. I just think the Green Bay Packers, they're a solid franchise. You know, they're one with a massive fan base. You got a lot of lore around Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and now Jordan Love. So the dip is a little bit inexplicable to me. And I think that means we should take advantage. And even if I could, if I know I've got 20% profit, I mean, that could kind of make it worth my while at the right price point, the right kind of card, like this Optic Holo PSA 10. But then if I know that there's an even higher upside, because there's a chance that Jordan Love can go out and exceed expectations, and he's got so many different, like, decent skill position players, people don't really buy into those guys with, you know, first and foremost, right? I mean, it's like if you've got targets going to four different guys on the offense, it's just going to come back to the quarterback, and I think a lot of the money is going to end up going to Jordan Love over, you know, trying to pinpoint which wide receiver is going to get the targets in that offense. And there's a lot of Packers fans out there, man. So, yeah, I'm doubling down and recommending buy a Jordan Love.
Okay, let's go. All right. I'm normally pretty firm on my plays of the week. I was just saying that I think his hype cycle is going to get crazy before the start of next year. But you're saying that there's still a buying opportunity right now. So let's do it. Let's go.
And Gabe Davis says he's undervalued in underdog too. He's been drafting him everywhere he can. I think that means he's undervalued in fantasy. And when I see a quarterback that's undervalued in fantasy right now, it's probably going to be undervalued in the sports card market as well.
All right. We're Team J Love on here. All right, Andy, your play of the week. Let's hear it.
Man, yeah, okay. So let's go back to the to those Bowman University first, man. Why can't it be Trey Benson, running back?
Let's go.
He's number one on the big board, dude. He's number one on the 33rd team big board, even if it's not accurate. And the guy is top, but if he is the top running back off the board, it's hard to go wrong with a $5 to $10 rookie auto. When a guy's only got a couple hundred different rookie cards, let alone rookie autos. So my play of the week is going to be to differentiate from the college quarterback class coming out and some of these top wide receivers to the running back market, the college running back market of these guys coming out, potentially even the tight ends. I know Brock Bowers stuff was crazy expensive, but We see tight end values go up year over year, just overall, like, draft values. You guys have seen what has happened to Sam Laporta's rookie card values have been able to hang with the best skill position player values, and a lot of times throughout this past year exceed them. So if we can find tight end values that are being going under that of equivalent wide receivers or running backs, then I'm all in on those guys as well. So Brock Bowers is the first guy that jumps to mind, but Gabe Davis is lighting the chat up with some other guys that he likes too.
All right. I was going to save it for next week, but because it's a rare Monday episode. So for those who don't know, we went to Monday because Andy has a crazy work week. He's going to the Appalachian area of the country. Isn't that right? Appalachian, North Carolina. Isn't that right?
Appalachia, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah. So you're going to North Carolina for the next few days. We appreciate you guys bending around with our schedule. I got a show coming up at 12:30, but I'm going to go in and give you this play. Okay. Andy, do you want to know who the sleeper running back of the draft will be? Or should I wait for next week? Should we cliffhang it? Or should we just roll with it? Should I give it to you right now?
I know the people want to give it to you, but the YouTube algorithm would love it if you saved it.
That's true. So should we hook him in? Because I've been drafting him a lot in Underdog. All right, Andy. Derek, who's in the chat, knows how well I did on Underdog this year. Okay. I am not a fantasy expert. I'm not a football expert, but I like to think I know a little bit about both of them. There's a guy going undrafted right now, and his name is Jalen Wright. Okay. Andy, do you even know what team Jalen Wright played for in college?
No.
He's a Tennessee Volunteer, so you hate him, right? You're a Florida Gator. Jalen Wright can play, okay? The big knock on him is that he was in a popcorn offense at Tennessee, which is true, okay? The Tennessee offense makes life so much easier on everybody that's in that offense. And it's the most unique offense that we have in college football and at any level of football. Jalen Wright's got real home run hitting ability, folks. Real home run hitting ability. And I would say he is Devon Achane light. Okay. Ooh. He's not that fast. He's not that good. But he's got home run hitting ability. So just wanted to give that out. His autos are very cheap right now. And I will more than likely be giving myself some exposure. So I was going to say that for you next weekend. But I'm giving it to you now because, Andy, I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, you're a man of the people, man. You're a good man.
Got to spread the love. I was going to hold it to myself and buy as many $5 autos, but I just gave you the steal of the draft. And watch the Dolphins get them. Watch the Dolphins get them on the cheap, and they have the fastest freaking team you've ever seen. Gabe says Carson Steele over Jalen Wright. We'll save that hot take for another day. Let's see. Is there anything else you wanted to get to before we skedaddle? We had a Cole Vu. What's up, man? It's been a while.
Cole Vu.
Is there anything else, Andy?
Make sure you guys hit that bell notification icon this week. I will be traveling for the next 3 days, but when I get back, I will be putting out some content later this week, Friday, this upcoming weekend. So stay tuned for that. Just make sure you hit that bell notification icon. And I'll post about it in the Discord server as well. And we appreciate you guys.
Peace out. Boom. We got some fun guests heading away.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Peace out.
All right. Peace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.